Hi there, welcome back to lesson three, Prayer in the Dark, when you don't know what to believe. Now listen, there's going to be times when your faith feels thin and when prayer feels empty or forced. God knows I have been here. You will wonder if you are even being heard. And Spirit says that silence is not rejection. It's actually recalibration. This is a big thing, and it was a very big moment for me when I downloaded that information. The quiet seasons are when your soul is tuning its frequency to hear in new ways. So you can't always hear answers while you're clinging on to the old answers and to the old truths. Prayer isn't only for when you're certain, you're like, yeah, I absolutely want this. It's especially for when you're not certain, for you don't know what the frick is going on. That's when you need to pray. It's when you can't find the words. Let your presence be your prayer. When you can't believe, let your breath believe for you. Sometimes just sitting in the presence of Spirit and calling in your guides and your angels and your loved ones and God and your higher power and just being like, I don't even know what the frick to do right now. I just need you. Spirit doesn't need everything to be beautiful and elegant and you know, designed. They just need honesty. And that's okay. You can say, I don't know what I believe right now. That's a holy prayer. You can say, I'm tired, I'm scared, I need a sign. Those are all very sacred prayers. Because prayer is energy, and energy travels through truth far more easily than through performance. So when you bring gratitude into those dark places and spaces in your life, and I'm not talking about forced gratitude, I'm talking about simple noticing. Everything starts to shift after that. Gratitude, this is a good one. Gratitude is the flashlight that turns the unknown into the unfolding. Wow. That's what I'm talking about. That is exactly what you need to know. Turn on your flashlight. When you say, this is me. I'm here, God. Thank you for this breath. Even when your heart is breaking, you are transmuting fear into faith in real time. And that, my friend, is the highest form of prayer. So, here's some practice. Close your eyes and take one deep, slow breath right now. Now, I want you to whisper what's true right now, whatever it is. I'm scared. I'm lost. I'm grateful. I'm still here. Maybe it's all of those things. And then I want you to feel Spirit meeting you in that truth. And then I want you to whisper, even in the silence, Spirit, you are with me. And then I want you to let that truth sit like a candle inside your chest and see that candle lit. That light, that is prayer too. Here's some things I want you to think about. What emotions or questions am I hiding from Spirit? What does presence over perfection mean in my prayer life? And what small gratitudes can I notice in this exact moment, even if life feels uncertain? Listen, I want you to know that prayer is not ever about never losing faith. It's about knowing where to come home to when you do lose faith. When you can't find the words, let gratitude be your language. When you can't hear Spirit, trust that they are still hearing you. Your silence doesn't scare them. It invites them closer. And your guides and your angels and your loved ones are with you every step of the way. Don't be afraid of prayer. This is one of the oldest forms of connection and spirituality, no matter what faith, what religion, or what doctrine that you're with. Always know that the art of prayer is something that you were naturally born with. You just have to go for it.